Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ravens win 27-19. They've won three in a row, and they're a game back of first place Pittsburgh in the AFC North. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the defense. Is the defense good, or does J.J. McCarthy stink, or is this a combination? Where are you on this defense?
I'm of the mind that this is just the defense getting improved against a pretty lackluster group of quarterbacks. I mean, when I, you know, wrote the like a game preview a couple weeks ago or last week, it was like the Ravens don't force a lot of turnovers, but boy, look at the quarterbacks who are coming up on their schedule. And you had Tua Tagovailoa, who was, you know, near the top of the PFF list in turnover worthy play rate, followed by J.J. McCarthy, also at the top, and Dylan Gabriel, I think, might be worse than both of them. So yeah. I think we've seen that play out in all the best ways for Ravens fans and all the worst ways for fans of the other teams. And, you know, obviously I still have some questions about the run defense, still questions about the pass rush, but I do think that the coverage ability that we saw on Sunday, you know, is no joke. Like, these guys can hang up in coverage, whether it's in zone or man, as long as it's not a, you know, a 4-second kind of scramble play. So is this defense, you know, does it have the ceiling that last year's did? I don't think so, but I do think that we can't at least give them some credit where it's due and say, hey, you know, you guys have done a good enough job considering your various obvious limitations.
Yeah, that's where I was going, Jonas, talking about the secondary, where you held Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison in check. I get it. Nine stinks and contributed to that. But the secondary, bad. And in particular, Malachi Starks, it seems like he's playing with a lot more confidence since the bye week.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously, make of what you will with PFF grades, but I believe they had him as the highest graded Ravens defender from yesterday's game. You know, he's I think, you know, John Harbaugh acknowledged that it's a bit of a different speed going from, you know, college safety to NFL safety, just because of how much ground you have to cover, different kind of hash marks, that kind of thing. And you know, the kind of log line with Malachi for, man, I guess as far back as training camp has been, he never makes the same mistake twice. And my frustration with that was that it seemed like, you know, a couple of weeks ago he was finding new ways to make mistakes and put himself in bad spots. But it seems like, you know, for now at least, knock on wood, that corner has been turned and he's been finding ways to make and tackle plays. And, you know, the Ravens have been completely cut down on the number of downfield shots that they've given up. But I do think it has come down somewhat, and that's, I think, a big credit to him and his partnership with Aloy Gilman and just this pass rush and the secondary getting a little bit better at a time they absolutely needed to.
Weird game offensively. We're not going to, you know, go crazy picking nits because they won in a loud, crazy place against a defense that's blitzes a lot and is pretty good. But I just, like, as much as part of me kind of wants to give the offensive line some credit and that Lamar didn't get killed, I just also feel like they have zero faith in their ability to do anything with all these potential playmakers downfield, because there's such a lack of trust in this offensive line. And I feel like, for good reason, like, I almost feel like they've had to completely recalibrate who they even aspire to be as a downfield passing offense, because they don't trust these five guys.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot to check it like right at halftime, but I think they probably had maybe like one explosive pass play, if it was supposed to play, period, over the first 20-25 minutes of that first half. And it was like that, you know, 16-yard completion to Zay Flowers. Even that one was kind of behind Zay. And obviously, that is a reflection of that from
Uh-oh.
The Ravens and Lamar knew that he had to be more of a caretaker than a playmaker. I don't think the Ravens probably expected J.J. McCarthy to throw two interceptions and almost a third back. The ball in harm's way. We need you to be smart with the ball. We need you to be, you know, mindful of just how we're going to have to win this game. And, you know, it wasn't pretty. There were, again, more three and outs than you would like to see. Some of the short yardage failures were disappointing. The red zone setbacks were, again, an issue. I think at some point that will regress in a positive way just because of the kind of talent that the Ravens have at tight ends and Lamar and being able to extend plays. And we've seen Todd Monken find ways to kind of turn things around. But, you know, if and when the team gets to the playoffs, you're going to have to be able to like convert those red zone opportunities at like a 75-80% clip, or otherwise you're not going to give yourself an opportunity with this defense to win the games that really, really matter.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's get to the injuries. Jonas, Harb's telling us Bateman's got an ankle. He was seen with a boot on after the game in the locker room. Marlon, a finger issue, might need surgery. Do you expect either of these guys to play against the Browns on Sunday?
It sounds like Marlon, you know, it's obviously just more of a personal decision with how he feels and how that finger feels. Like, he told us post-game that he didn't really think he'd be able to make that interception that he did, considering the state of his finger. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to see how Bateman was moving post-game, so I don't really have a good answer for you there. But obviously, you know, I don't know. I want to say that you can take a chance resting him against Cleveland, but it's not like that Browns defense struggled on Sunday. I mean, they lost holding the Jets to, what, 175 yards of total offense, something like that. So you definitely don't want a repeat of what happened in Cleveland last year with Jameis leading the troops there. So, you know, if you got to rest Bateman, I think you got to rest Bateman and let that high of a friend. You don't want that to be something that lingers because of you rushing him back to the field. So I would say it's probably more likely a Bateman than Marlon that he misses that next game.
Jonas, the Lamar to Bateman connection last year was really, really good, and the downfield passing offense was very present. But this year, it's been non-existent. There's only been 5 pass attempts on balls that have traveled beyond 20 yards of the line of scrimmage to Rashad Bateman this year, and now he's banged up with the ankle sprain. Do you think we just don't see a downfield passing offense the rest of the way, in part because of the offensive line struggles?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a big deal. I can't really remember a performance by the O-line specifically on dropback, like deep shot or would-be deep shot, that was as disappointing as yesterday, like especially compared to what Minnesota was able to get, at least in terms of like the ample time and space for 9 in that pocket. Like, I know the Ravens got a lot of hits on J.J. McCarthy, and Lamar obviously did not take a lot of hits. Good thing for him, but it just felt like every single time the Ravens were dialing up some play action drop back, it was someone getting into his grill from that interior or from the edge. And, you know, that was the bread and butter for the Ravens on their downfield passing game last year. It was, you need this run game and this play action game to set up these big play deep shots to Rashad Bateman. So it's definitely been a disappointing year for him. I thought, based on what we saw in training camp, where, you know, he had practices where he was catching 7-8 passes and connecting downfield with Lamar, that we would see more of that. But we've seen in a total inversion, because it's been Zay Flowers, who was, again, you know, kind of quiet and disappointing in training camp, who's had the season that we all maybe expected from, that we all thought we would get from him based on what he did last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Last year.
You buying new and improved special teams?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still, you know, every Tyler Loop kick, whether it's 30 yards or 55 yards, feels like a heart in the throat moment. He's just kind of really playing with fire there with how closely some of those balls are skirting past the uprights. But Jordan Stout looks like a dude. You know, Keandre Jackson's been a bit of a revelation. It was interesting that they moved LaJonte Wester to the kick return spot for some of those second half reps yesterday. I'm not sure if that was in response to the Jay Higgins injury and how they needed to reconfigure everything, but that was interesting. And, you know, I think it's definitely better than last year's. I don't know if it's going to finish in the top five as it so regularly did under John Harbaugh, but it's just this group has to be a group that doesn't lose them games, which was the case for the, you know, that Ravens team last year. And so far, I don't think you can really point to this team, to these special teams, as being you know, an Achilles heel for them in any games this year.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. If we don't get to talk to you again, enjoy Cleveland.
Guys, I'm disappointed. No, you didn't give me the opportunity.
You want to talk about your Terps?
Yeah. Part of the double debacle? Yeah. What are you? What your floor is yours.
I don't want to be like the numbers dork, but and I want to give Buzz Williams credit for some time to turn things around. But it's like, he's never really been a great defensive coach. His offense has always kind of consisted of just throwing the ball at the rim and hoping guys rebound it. And when you don't have the requisite athletes, I think you just kind of see how meandering and puttering this offense could be. And that's kind of disappointing, because obviously in the portal era, it's pretty easy to turn things around quickly. And I don't know what the Maryland's money situation is, which is obviously the elephant in the room in football and basketball, but it just feels like it was a very, very ominous start to what could be a very long 23-24-esque Willard season for Buzz there.
What about football?
Yeah. I mean, God, who knows what the deal is there? Who knows what Jim Smith has working behind the scenes? But I have obviously started to look around and poke around on message boards and see what the fans are saying for the next Maryland coach. And some names are interesting, but I still want to give Locks a little bit of opportunity to maybe turn things around. But if he loses guys at the portal and Zion Ely says no thanks, I'm going to South Carolina or Auburn, then it's going to be pretty tough.
I got one for you, Jonas.
Make it to him.
What about Todd Effenmunkin?
I don't think Todd has a lot of interest in going back to the college game.
He was at Georgia.
Yeah, as a coordinator, does he want to be a head coach of a college football team?
If these Bobo billionaires won't hire him. I'm just saying.
But the Bobo billionaires are paying him a very hearty sum to be offensive coordinator.
Not as much as my college coach.
Maryland's a men's soccer school, guys.
Hey, Sasho's coming on tomorrow, baby. Don't think we don't know it. I'll be watching Wednesday night.
I think he cursed me out once upon a time during my Diamondback days. I don't know.
Really?
I'll tell you guys later.
Oh, wow.
By
the way, Buzz seemed to be much more interested in learning the student reporters' names than Kevin Willard ever did. I saw he stopped to ask everybody their names the other night.
Yeah. He's an eccentric guy, so I guess I'll give him credit for that much. But we'll see.
Thanks, Jonas.
Jonas and Sasha. Yeah. Maybe you can call Sasha in tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you doing at 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah. You want to talk to Sasha?
He's gone. He's gone. Yeah. Enough of our reindeer
games. That's good. Five. Well, by the way, Cordell Woodland's going to join us at 5. I don't think he'll have any Sasha stories. But coming up next, let's get back to the Ravens and their secondary. Was this the best game of the year from the guys on the back end? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.